So many prominent people who are fully vaccinated and have even taken the most recent booster. So many of these people have since caught COVID once or twice. Most recent example being the vice president, right? She's fully vaccinated, received her booster about a month ago, and then she gets COVID. She tests positive for it. And so whatever these shots are doing, aside from making people sick, they're not preventing infection. They're not preventing COVID. It's not functioning as a good vaccine. And you would think more than a year after they came out, and every American has had every opportunity to take it, every single opportunity to take it, that these people would move on, but they don't. And you look at the jobs that are opening up in the DC area, the jobs in the DC DMV area. It's like we're hiring misinformation officer to combat vaccine misinformation. Why are companies doing this? Why is our civilization pivoting toward pushing this crap on the few remaining people who haven't taken it? Pushing this crap that's not working well. And meanwhile, like I said yesterday, on yesterday's episode, you have this mystery liver disease that all these young children are getting. Children who took the vaccine, 100% fact. And newborns from mothers who took the vaccine, 100% fact. And so if it's such a great product, why are all these companies in the DC area hiring misinformation officers? Kind of un-American, kind of let people's first, you know, let people use their First Amendment rights, which is to speak about their experience. And if it's just the vaccine, you have nothing to worry about. If it's just the vaccine, why do all these companies in DC, all these weird consulting companies in bed with the FDA and in bed with the CDC and Pfizer, why are they in some weird scramble to hire bullshit artists to tell the rest of us that we're bad people if we talk about our own experiences or the experiences of people we know? This level of censorship and this level of shoving it down people's throats, people don't want it anymore. People want to move on. This is almost like an alien invasion. These fuckers have nothing else to talk about. It's just vaccine nonstop. It's insane. These people have lost their minds. It's completely insane. One of the upsides of inflation is that all these people who are forcing the vaccine on the young and forcing it on our frontline workers, you know, people in emergency services, fire departments in various cities are being forced to take this shit. We're weakening our country. It's incredible. Giving it to our military, giving it to our frontline workers, our fire departments, our police departments. Poisoning our own country. And if you talk about it and build any audience, they ban you from making money. The only reason I'm allowed to say these things is that not that many people listen to this show compared to some of the other shows that pop up in your podcast feed. If this had 100,000 listeners, I'd be booted. Completely not a real country anymore. We've been taken over. I mean, they're just poisoning us. This vaccine, again, it doesn't function as a vaccine. So many people have tested positive after taking it. And then, again, the people who just have absolute shit health after they take it. People in their 20s and 30s who just retire from athletics, retire from the corporate world. What the fuck happened? If it's just a vaccine, you're supposed to go back to work, not hide away from civilization forever. Yet so many people, they take the vaccine and that's it. And they're so ashamed. I mean, they're so ashamed they got duped. They don't want to say, oh, the corporate media got me. These weird creeps who are in the Podesta emails begging each other for beautiful slices of pizza. And can we rent the pizza? And when can we see the pizza next? All these sickos pushed a vaccine on you guys. And even when you have serious health effects, rather than say, holy shit, I got duped, you try to force other people to take it. You try to force your coworkers and your employees to take it. It truly is mass psychosis, whatever you want to call it, mass delusion. Mass psychosis. You look at World War II, it's like, how could the Germans do this? Well, you look at the present moment, how are so many in corporate America treating those of us who have natural immunity from actually catching it and recovering and then moving on with our lives? How are we treated like second-class citizens still? This is going to be a stain on America's record for decades to come. Oh, that time we had a mild pandemic and they bum-rushed experimental therapies on the whole fucking population, again, including our military and our law enforcement. The trust has been shattered, absolutely shattered. Yeah, so you see this sad state of affairs, and people say, we need to get Trumpy back in there. If only we can vote Trumpy back in 2024. And it's just crazy. It's total Stockholm syndrome. From one creep boomer as president to another creep boomer as president. It's total Stockholm syndrome. Why would we want Trump back when he's the person who greenlit all this mRNA weirdness to begin with? It would have been normal vaccine development if not for Trump's warp speed. 100% fact. And Trump was just spoken about by William Barr, his former attorney general, said he would not like to see him be the nominee in 2024. Thinks it would be a, quote, big mistake for the Republicans to go with Trump. So that's how loyal Barr is to his former boss. And you say, well, Trump picks garbage people. Well, that's a big deal. If you're a leader and you pick garbage people who are against you and are against your policies, that means you're not a good leader. It means you've got some kind of social skills deficit that you pick your enemies and people who don't like you at all to head up key offices while you're in power, like the Department of Justice. Why would you put someone who doesn't like you, like William Barr, in charge unless you're just the honeypot? Intentionally or otherwise, just the complete honeypot. And so I think, as I've said before, if you listen to the prior episodes, I think Trump knows exactly what he was doing. I think he's been one of these people all along, from the 1980s onward, when he took those first loans from the Rothschilds and when he became friends with Wilbur Ross. Wilbur Ross was in charge of the distressed asset division of the Rothschild Bank that literally reviewed Trump's finances before giving him a loan. And then Wilbur Ross becomes his commerce secretary. His commerce secretary and remains a close, you know, close friend of the Trump family to this day. And so, you know, he's either intentionally one of them or unintentionally. They end up all around him, all these weird elites. But to think that Trump was some outsider, no, he wasn't an outsider at all. I think he was a honeypot. You know, people come out of the woodwork and start talking about how bad Hillary Clinton is and how corrupt the Clintons are and how bad Podesta is and how sick Hollywood is. You know, people like Isaac Cappy. And what he was saying, was it wrong? Was it right? Well, he was driven to suicide, so we'll never know. Isaac Cappy was hastily driven to suicide. And they tried to do the same thing to me. And I just realized the people harassing me, I don't respect at all. Why would I kill myself when the people saying I'm being such a bad person by reporting on the WikiLeaks emails? I don't respect these fucking pieces of garbage at all. Neither should you. Neither should anybody. Neither should anyone. And so to say we need Trump back, no, he should be nowhere near the White House ever again. Trump's a loser. Poisoned his own country. Complete loser. Just the boomer. Just the lost boomer. And again, his own former attorney general is as disloyal as can be, because Trump picks garbage people. Garbage in, garbage out. Trumpy with all his little gigs from NBC. Easy money between loans from the Rothschilds and hundreds of millions of dollars from NBC Universal. Was he really that talented, or did they have a use for Trumpy? Make him president, make all the populists and conservatives think, wow, we finally got a win. And then he poisons everybody with this mRNA fucking garbage. Fuck Trump.
You're listening to Fulcrum News. Real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion, and inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.